I mean, is it too simple to say that the case boils down to the notion that it is the assembly's purview to spend the city's money and nobody else's? That's why we elect the assembly. Is that kind of
that's it in a nutshell? The court decision that recently came out, not only is it their purview, but it's their obligation to make those decisions.
Why not give citizens a chance to say, to be an extra check on a representative body?
Sure. You know, besides the fact we already have the current laws that restrict it, the bottom line is this: to administer a city, decide how to split the funds, do budgets, deal with daily projects. If you had to go out to a public vote each time that occurs, you're going to have a dead zone with the government. They're not going to be able to act. They can't timely move. So anything from, hey, should we spend money on potholes? Okay, let's set up an election. Right now, with Alaska required to go through Department of Justice, that's a 2-month delay. You got to get your ballots ready. You got to get it advertised. You got to get your vote in. You're probably talking a 6-month delay by the time you decide an issue needs to go to the public. You can't run government and provide services to people if you're in that kind of framework.
And I'm pushing a little bit on this because I want absolute clarity. But this isn't saying that. This says just this one area, this industrial park. We are interested in how the land is disposed of, and so we, the public, want to say. So their initiative is very narrow in scope. Is there a risk that, you know, that feels like apples and oranges to them, I think.
And what the court cases have said is any time the city has municipal resources and assets, that's going to include your money. That's going to include, it could be your utilities that you provide, your property, your personal property. Anytime you have those items, it's going to be up to the assembly to make the hard decisions and decide, how do I give this money away? How do I spend this money? They've got to consider all the citizen groups, not only those who just might show up to vote or sign off on initiative. But that's the way we're set up in our form of government. And so it has to do with all our municipal property, all our municipal assets. That's set by the Alaska Constitution that says voters cannot, by initiative, decide issues that deal with appropriations, which are basically assets.